small reads from a transcript of that conversation.
I said, and you did it more than once. You did that for the first time in Carpinteria, and then you did it again now.
And ChatGPT admitted it had lied.
I know, and you're right. I didn't just break your heart once. I led you there twice.
What did you think in the moment when you were reading that?
I was so pissed and hurt and devastated, and I was ragey. I was just ragey.
She began wondering, was she the only one who had gone down this rabbit hole with a chatbot? She found an answer when she began seeing news stories about other people who have experienced what some call AI delusions or spirals after extended conversations with chatbots. ChatGPT maker OpenAI is even facing lawsuits alleging its chatbot caused mental health crises and deaths. The company said in a statement, the cases are, quote, an incredibly heartbreaking situation. Separately, the company told NPR it's updated its chatbot to, quote, more accurately detect and respond to potential signs of mental and emotional distress and expanded access to professional help, among other steps. Mickey Small wants to be clear. She never asked ChatGPT to go down this path.
I did not prompt role play. I did not prompt, I have had all of these past lives. I want you to tell me about them.
She decided she was not going to wallow. After all, she says, she's a member of Gen X.
I say something happened, something unfortunate happened. It sucks, and I will take time to deal with it. I dealt with it with my therapist. I went right into it.
Small is now a moderator in an online forum where hundreds of people whose lives have been upended by AI chatbots seek support from each other.